Hi, everyone, and welcome. How about this one for the Business of Life Masterclass show today? We are so thrilled that you chose to join us, and we're really questioning, how are your life skills? Ooh, that's a question we haven't asked before. So welcome to everyone listening throughout the United States and the world. Thank you so much for being a listener, and welcome. For our loyal and appreciated listeners and our new listeners, this is another question to please consider. How much do you check in on what you value most? Well, here's hoping that you are up for this skills and values discussion, because today's episode of the Business of Life Masterclass is focused on exactly that, enhancing your essential life skills while staying true to your core values. So let's get launched fully, as we are all here to grow and get these actionable tips. So hi again, everyone. It's me, Debbie Lundberg, performance and mindset coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand, the Stay at Work Mom. Debbie, who is our wonderful and intriguing guest who can show us how to stay true to ourselves while enhancing our overall life experience.
Sure, Barb. I'm excited to share with you. So with a Puerto Rican father and an Ecuadorian mother, having been born in Alexandria, Virginia, so that's probably not what everybody was expecting with that lead-in, in the D.C. area, she did grow up in Ecuador, returning to the United States at 23 years old. Think back to when you were 23, or for our listeners, put yourself in that space. So our guest today has traveled extensively and brings a diverse array of professional experiences to the table, having worked in hospitality, served as an etiquette consultant, acted as a marketing and multicultural advisor. Wow. She is devoted to sharing uplifting messages through personal anecdotes. And in March, so this recently, we got her on our shows when we're so grateful. She released her debut book, Don't Let Anyone Dim Your Light. The daily reminder you need. So I know that's on our list. This heartfelt project is about empowering individuals to shine and shine brightly without compromising their essence in a separate endeavor. That takes her on this adventure, separate from etiquette, presence, and image consulting, but it really deeply influences her entire outlook on life. So please welcome the founder of Elevate 7, a consulting company dedicated to assisting individuals and organizations in enhancing their presence, refining their etiquette, and cultivating a positive public image. It's a thrill to bring on Maria Campos.
Ladies, good morning. I'm thrilled to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Maria. You were invited on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast for your successful incorporation of etiquette and education. Our listeners will likely be thrilled, because many of us are invested in living our best lives while being the best wherever we can be. So since you have listened to our podcast, please share a sentence to describe what specifically made you want to be on the Business of Life Masterclass show, please.
The fantastic way you ladies are sharing from your guests are sharing this practical knowledge that they can implement right away. And I heard Lauren's last episode, and one of the things that she mentioned was that she is doing things that she had fear of every week. How great that is, and so inspiring.
Yes, I think that is great as well. Thank you, Maria, for sharing your thoughts on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast. But before Debbie gets into our podcast four, what is one thing that you are super excited about right now in your life?
Well, I would say right now, I am having new projects for a different audience, and those are etiquette classes for kids between 7 and 12 years old and teenagers, which is a completely different audience for me. And actually, the first classes will start in 2 weeks. And I cannot wait to see like this, the kids and learning about etiquette and manners. So that is right now. I'm so excited about that. And during summer, I will have more classes as well.
Wow, that is really cool. So since you are excited about these new etiquette classes for kids, I'm super intrigued to hear more. If you were to have a walk up for life song, What would that be?
I heard this song, I think it was last summer while I was in my car, and it was Counting My Blessings by Seth Shoulder. I'm probably pronouncing right, wrong last name, but it was so impactful. And nowadays I find myself just singing it out loud when I'm walking, like counting my blessings.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we will certainly check that out. Yeah. Counting our blessings. We feel you are a blessing to be on our show. That's for sure. So thank you. And now, as you know, Maria, we are moving on to the Business of Life Masterclass Podcast 4. These four questions that we are grateful that every one of our guests answers. So are you ready?
Ready.
All right. So much like Lauren Jarrett said, we do things that we may or may not be comfortable with. We ask these questions so that everybody can grow their comfort. So number one, what time, Maria, do you get up in the morning? And what is your morning routine that you believe starts your day right?
So baby, I wake up between 5:15 and 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. My body already wakes up around that time. And the first thing I do as soon as I jump out of bed is I go straight to a window and I open my blinds. I take a deep breath, a smile, and then out loud, I say, thank you for this beautiful day. Now, usually, and I would say most of the time, it's dark by then. So I cannot see if it's raining, shining, or like it's there. So I'm not sure what the day is going to look like. But I already set a tone for the hours to follow. And for the next hour, I do one of the following activities. Either I go for a walk around my neighborhood, I run on Bayshore, I go back to my backyard and meditate for a little bit. I can also go to my kickboxing class, or I can go to my front porch and read a book. And why I have all these options is because I learned that I had a challenge with strict routines. So I failed one after other. And then I finally decided to incorporate options to my routine. And that's what it became successful, because I realized that when I wake up, I don't know the day before what I want to do. So when I wake up, I know that I have an hour. And within that hour, I have to do what I think and feel that is the most enjoyable activity at that time that is going to set my day.
Enjoyment as the priority. Wow. You know what? We've had people tell us different things that they do and that they let their body and their mind flow to that. And you're positioning it as what will you enjoy is very encouraging. So wonderful to hear. All right. So Maria, you have this morning routine of not having a routine, rather having choices, which is very empowering. So what's something other than that start to your day of opening the blinds and giving gratitude is something that you believe that you do that is really special, that if other people would incorporate it, it would make a positive change in their life too?
Yes, and I don't think this has come with age, but nowadays in our high-paced world, I try to slow down for a little bit during that hour. So during my walks and runs, or to enjoy the little big things in life. And what I mean with that is, like, when I'm walking, I either like to see the squirrels chasing each other, right? When I'm going to have my coffee, I just want to take a couple seconds to smell the aroma before I drink it. I run or walk through a school, so I enjoy seeing the kids, right? That are walking happy to the school with those big backpacks that are like bigger than them. And I think that I learned from my grandfather. He always used to say, that was his mantra, and in Spanish is disfruta de las pequeñas grandes cosas. And that is enjoy the small big things, the little big things in life.
Well, your grandfather is a wise man, and it's so true. It reminds me, and I believe you know, Lisa Demme was on our show, and she talks about small magic, and you talk about small big things from your grandfather. So it's so wonderful when we hear these different ideas for us to incorporate. And then it's also really encouraging when we hear some of these themes to remind us to stay true to them. So thank you for that. All right. So third question, Maria, who or what has been the biggest influence on your life, your success, and this continued focus you have of really staying true to your values? And importantly, what have you done with that influence?
Well, for anyone that has spent, I would say, more than 10 or 20 minutes with me, they know that it's my mom.
Yes.
For sure. And I get emotional because, like, my mom has been that role model. And she was never a person that will tell you what to do. She will show you what to do by doing it. And she does things always in the best way possible, especially with passion, conviction, and love. So I've seen that throughout my life. And it's interesting because when I find myself teaching etiquette, it's like my mom definitely had that influence, because at the end of the day, etiquette is having consideration, respect, and kindness. And my mom taught me that every human deserves to be treated with respect and dignity, especially those ones that don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. Especially those who don't expect it. What a powerful message. And for listeners and Barb, you know, if you ever get to see Maria in person and she gives you a hug, you know that you're getting all of that passion and love. And it's very wonderful because you certainly live it. So Maria, while our series and ultimately our master classes focus on the positive, and we love that, we're also very realistic about asking every one of our guests if there's something that you've noticed right now in society or in the etiquette classes and different things. Is there something that you believe if people would stop doing it, it would advance them?
Yes. And I learned this right after college, and I keep trying, because it's not easy. I keep trying to implement it every day. And it's, don't take anything personally. And if you've ever read The Four Agreements, that book, it's the second one. And it's not easy, gotta tell you, because it's so, we let people get under our skin, whatever they do or say. So it's so easy to get into their trap. So what I try to do is to, and I invite people to do that, is like, don't take it personally, then manage, right, the way we react. Mm-hmm. Thinking about that is not about us. Most of the time, they have something going on in their lives, and we should remember that we never know what they're going through. So if we show kindness to them and also to ourselves, not to like take it personal, it will make a change in our lives, in other people's lives, and I definitely know that it will move you forward.
You're so right in that whole give people grace, realize they may be going through something. Those are messages we can't hear enough. And I recently had something happen with someone, and I messaged somebody else to assist me in making a change. And I said, the reason is, you know, I wouldn't gossip about it. I said, the reason is because I value this person and I would like to do this. I didn't, of course, have to say anything about it, but I thought there must be something going on or this person wouldn't have done this. And so thank you for reinforcing that for all of us to say, you know, if we can get out of our ego and take a step back and realize that as humans, we have things going on, then yeah, we can let things be as they are and not make more out of them. So thank you so much for answering our podcast four.
Thank you, Maria. I feel filled with passion this morning, and I have pages of notes, but here are some of the inspiring ideas that I put together that I'm going to ask Debbie to see if we can work on something. So the morning routine, I love your choices. And so all about enjoyment. So So I'm going to look at a few things to add to my morning routine. And I'm thinking my porch as well. I see that that is on one of yours. And then I love these quotes. And so the small, big things, I have not heard it like that before. And so not only am I going to think about that and implement that, but I'm going to make like a little plaque or something to put that up either in my office or my home. I love that. And four agreements, Debbie and I both read a ton. And so I just added that to my list along with your book for sure. So Debbie, are you willing to incorporate some on my list or maybe a couple others that I don't have? We can share that in the next 5 to 10 days.
Absolutely. So I remember the first time I physically read the four agreements and got the cards, and then I listened to it. So my commitment is I will listen to it again because it is such a straightforward book of really, like you said, Maria, really respecting yourself and others. And then I have these do what you love, love what you do. I have these, all these things. Well, I'm going to add one that says the small, big things. So I'll make that and join in with you. Now I'll think about the enjoyment in the morning of how can I incorporate that with our runs and different things? So yes, I will definitely do that. And I certainly hear that reminding ourselves what will bring the enjoyment. So I'm absolutely committed to doing that. So really love that.
Great. So Maria, as we wrap up, what is a quick or final thought and just a quick closing statement or even a simple single fact that our listeners didn't get to learn about you? What will it be?
Well, like your listeners too, I would like to invite them to define their own version of success and review it probably every quarter, because it changes based on our stage of life or anything that has happened in that time. So define your own version of success, pursue it, but never compromise your essence. And a reminder I can want also to share is don't let anyone dim your light.
Yeah, don't let anybody dim your light, and you shine brightly. So thank you again, Maria, for being on here. Now, as we get ready to say goodbye, what would be your walk-off mic drop music? So we heard earlier about the blessings, and what would this be?
That will be Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Bye. Yes.
All right. We know that.
Thank you so much, Maria.
Yes, everybody, please know, listeners, you can stay connected with Maria on all social media under her name. And of course, you can get her book and you can follow Elevate 7 on all social media. That will be in the notes. And you can follow Barb and me on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. The Stay at Work Mom for Barb, and I'm Debbie Lundberg, most places, Debbie Lundberg Coach on TikTok. And when we put out these messages to the world, like Maria Campos has been sharing with us, we know that we get things back out of them like we did today and on all platforms.
So if you like the insights you heard today, please rate us 5 stars, share our episode. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration just like Maria. Please do provide us that feedback. We absolutely implement it. And stay tuned for our follow-through show in the next week or so, where you will learn what Debbie and I did implementing Maria's ideas. So thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.